Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Barbara Bennett, and yesterday you guys took out $59.89 out of my account, which I did not authorize.
I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name, not first and last name, you already said it, is Barbara Bennett. That billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Bennett.
Do what?
Your billing address for security purposes, please.
5028 Bassett Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46235.
Thank you for that information. Reviewing the account, I do show that that was a survey that was taken for a Dyson vacuum. Do you recall taking that survey?
No, I do not.
It was just yesterday on the 23rd. It was a survey expressing that you wanted a Dyson vacuum. All you had to do was pay a shipping?
Nope.
Which one of your household possibly took the survey for the Dyson vacuum?
No, because it's just my husband and I. And
all
he
right.
doesn't order any, he doesn't do anything online.
All right. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information links back to that exact device, or provided to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. I just want to cancel this account and connect you over with the fraud department so they can go over the charges with you.
I got one.
So you're not going to give me my money back?
The fraud department will assist you with that, ma'am.
I got one.
All right, whatever. I'm done.